Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Hello, welcome to the new show from the British Tech Network. I'm Ewan Rankin. It's Wednesday, the 16th of May, 2012. All the technology news in around 5 minutes. So the BBC is going to have an incredible amount of coverage of the Olympics. They held a press conference yesterday which said that there's going to be over 2,500 hours of coverage via the TV and their site, with 24 live HD streams that will be showing all of the events all of the time everywhere. Every event will have its own page, so that could be pretty good. /sport/event name would be fantastic, wouldn't it? By the end of the games, you're going to be totally and utterly sick of them. And I'm already sick of them before they've even started. I really don't want to be anywhere near London when they're on. God. In sport as well, Leicester Tigers has teamed up with IBM's Watson Project to try and predict player injuries. What they're doing is gathering data off special players' shirts, and then they're correlating it together with injury histories, dietary needs, and past performances. And they're looking at whether the player's due to be injured. When they think that they are, they put them on a light training program to try and stop the injury. What a great idea that is. If it works, of course. Now, one of our listeners launched the DriveGain application a few years ago, and we gladly promoted it when they did. And it's had a bit of a year this year, it would seem. They've hit the headlines this week because a Dutch motorist, Ed Tolleneur, has started using the DriveGain app. He's been using it for a while, and he's calculated a 24% drop in his fuel consumption. That's £560 a year. Good grief. Well done, Ed. We've got a special offer as well now, since we've read the application out and stuck it on our blog. DriveGain have said that BTN listeners get a special upgrade to their membership. So if you get your copy of DriveGain and then go to drivegain.com/offers/BTN, they'll set you up with a free cost meter, which is supposed to be pretty good, apparently. Well done, DriveGain. IKEA is launching a TV next month. It's called the Uplever, and it's going to be a television that's going to retail for about £500. It's going to be available in France, Germany, Italy, Poland, Sweden, and the UK. And it's been manufactured by TLC, that are a Chinese manufacturer. It's going to have a built-in Blu-ray player and a wireless subwoofer as well as. It seems a bit expensive, and they'll go from 24 inches to 46 inches. When they come out, I'll go and have a look. But there's a lot of other TVs around there for that price that are a lot better. Panasonic have also created an interactive plasma screen. There's not going to be any more whiteboard markers or projector screens that are going to get in the way of people stood in front. Their plasma uses interactive crayons. You just write on the plasma screen and it all comes out on there. They start at 65 inches and go up to 103 inches, which is pretty impressive. And they're going to be great for schools. Well done. NVIDIA's CEO, Hensu Huang, announced a cloud-based virtualized Kepler GPU technology at their conference yesterday in California. He said that basically they're going to do for virtualization of graphics what Citrix have done with virtualization of graphics in the cloud for their meeting software and stuff like that. You can be everywhere all the time and you'll have virtualized rendered graphics in the cloud that look fantastic. There's a whole new range of cards coming out from them as well, and speculation is also rife now that they're going to be in the new Apple MacBooks, which are going to be slimmer and faster and stronger and harder and higher, and yeah, believe me when I see them. While we're on the subject of Apple, Tim Cook met with the Speaker of the House, John Boehner. He's got a really unfortunate name, and no one knows what they talked about. But it's suggested that they probably discussed the idea of having a tax holiday so that Apple could bring back in some of its money into the country without having to spend as much tax. At the moment, it's got $110 billion in the bank, $74 billion of which is in overseas banks, which is not the best thing, I should think. Retina displays are coming to the next generation of iMacs, allegedly. The 15-inch MacBook Pro has got 2880 by 1800 displays coming. That's a rumour. How big they're going to go with the 27-inch iMacs, who knows? But they're talking about 5120 by 2880. That's enormous. That's an enormous definition, and it's way more than you'd really need. There's got to be a limit. Come on. And also on the rumours, Google Chrome browser is coming to iOS. Yes, one of the favourite browsers of geeks on the net is going to come to your iOS device. I know that me, for one, would love to have it, because don't forget, of course, there may be some kind of workaround with Flash. That might be nice. Apple is also talking to ESPN about another rumoured app where you're going to be able to get ESPN straight onto your Apple TV, straight onto your iOS device, and watch it wherever you want, on the go. That'd be great. Whether there's a subscription to it or not, no one knows, but it's just a rumour. And also, Fort Lee in New Jersey has banned texting on your iPhone. It's not just iPhones, it's everyone. They've decided that anyone walking down the street and sending a text is liable to a fixed penalty ticket of $85 instantly. Now, you think this is the nanny state gone mad, but apparently, in the last 12 months, they've had 3 fatalities associated with people texting. And I'm guessing it's something like a Harold Lloyd film where he's texting and he goes down a manhole he doesn't see. Who knows? I shouldn't laugh, should I? People have died. I'm sorry. And finally, if you're Steve Ballmer, then you've woken up to a hell of an accolade this morning. Forbes magazine has dubbed him the worst CEO in the world. Yes, in an article, they said that Ballmer had single-handedly steered Microsoft away from some of the fastest-growing and most lucrative tech markets, and the reach of his bad leadership has extended far beyond Microsoft when it comes to destroying shareholder value and jobs. Oh, dear me. If you're Steve Ballmer and you've got a razor blade in your hand, put it down, mate. Put it down and step away. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, then send it to Steve Ballmer because he's looking for a new job. Or you can send it to us at britishtechnews@gmail.com. You can follow us on the website at British Tech Network, and you can follow us on Twitter and Facebook at British Tech News and Network as well. We'll be back again on Thursday with the big show at 8 p.m. We've got a new time, don't forget it's earlier. And we'll also be back then on Friday with the new show again. And we'll have the photo show at 2 o'clock and the Mac show at 3:30 with Mr. Anatko joining us. Yeah, that'll be a good show. Have a great week and enjoy your day. Thanks for listening.